As we mentioned earlier, the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association, which is nowadays known as Guide Dogs, is a British charity. It was founded in 1934. Tomorrow in Shenfield, there's a fundraising event for Guide Dogs, and here to talk about it is Brenda Weaver. Welcome, Brenda.
Good afternoon, Bob.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're welcome indeed. Now, great thing, the Guide Dogs. Tell us about your event in a moment, but first, how did you get involved with Guide Dogs?
I saw an advert in the Brentwood Gazette asking for volunteers, so I thought, well, that'd be nice, because my daughter at the time was frightened of dogs.
All right.
And I thought, most of our dogs are of a nice temperament, I thought it might be a good way to bring around. So I applied, and I suppose the rest is history.
Right.
I'm still here 15 years on.
15 years yeah. on, right. So now, you were telling me off air just now that you're a puppy walker.
I am.
Now, what does that entail?
Right, I'm a puppy walker, and we get our puppies at 8 weeks of age, and they live with us 24/7 until they're about 15, 16 months old.
Right.
We do a lot of the basic training to get them ready for the big wide world when they become a guide dog.
Right, yeah.
So it is a matter of taking them into shops, cafes, introducing them to lots of different things, the trains, the buses.
Okay.
So we are often seen on the streets working with our dogs when
right.
they're puppies.
And being so young, of course, it's all toilet training as well.
It is all toilet training, which people find that very hard. It's very important that we do get the toilet training right, because a guide dog owner obviously can't see to pick up the mess.
Yeah.
So our dogs are taught on command. We use a special word for that. We'd put them in the garden and we would tell them to go busy.
Okay.
Hopefully they will oblige, but it's not fun when you're standing in the garden at 12 o'clock at night and it's raining and you're telling your pup to go busy.
Oh, I know.
So, but once we get that training right, that toilet training, we're more comfortable taking them into shops and cafes, knowing that they're not going to mess.
Yeah, great. So you train them and socialise them, basically.
We do.
Yeah. And what about at the end of that 12 to 14 month period? Is it a bit of a wrench?
Oh, it's a terrible wrench.
Yeah.
I think people think puppy walkers are hard because they're letting, like, your dog go after it's been living with you.
Yeah.
It's been part of the family for 14 months. But we're not just letting them go. They're going on to bigger and better things.
Absolutely.
Somebody needs them more than I do.
Yep.
When they leave us, they've got another 6 to 8 months intensive. They will go to our local training centre, which is at Redbridge, the London centre, and that's where their training will begin as a guide dog. So if I've done my job correctly and socialised them and everything, they will then be put into harness and then their work will carry on.
Fantastic. Now, the guide dogs, from what I've read, they do a lot more than you would think that they do. I mean, they even breed their own stock, don't they?
We do breed our own stock, and it's from the best of the best.
Right.
When the puppies are born, they are earmarked, some of them, for breeding stock. I was fortunate enough last year to have one. So my last puppy has gone to stud. And that's why we're waiting for a new puppy.
Right.
We do often get some dogs donated in from breeders, but they are looked at with a very fine tooth comb for health and things like that. So...
Yeah, sure. And also, I'm sure you rely on help from lots of volunteers. Are you looking for more volunteers at the moment?
We're always looking for volunteers, and there's a... thousands of roles that they could be useful in, even if it's just to spend half an hour to an hour when we've got a collection maybe in locally.
Right.
We're always looking for boarders for our guide dogs or puppies when people go on holiday.
Oh, okay.
So there's lots of different roles where you can get involved to help with
even
guide
if you haven't got an awful lot of time, of course.
Even if you haven't got a lot of time.
I mean, being a puppy walker is a big commitment, isn't it?
Very big commitment.
There are other roles that you could do if you haven't got so much time. All right, lovely. Well, you mentioned collecting down just now. I know as an organisation you get absolutely no government funding. So how do you raise money?
We get no government funding for our guide dog service. The way we raise money is all on donations.
Right.
Two out of three of our guide dogs are what's left in legacies and wills.
Oh, really?
So if we didn't get that, there would be a shortage of guide dogs for partially sighted people
right,
and things.
Okay, and of course your event tomorrow is to raise funds, isn't it? It's a coffee morning with added extras. Tell us about that, Brenda.
That sounds a bit added extras.
Oh yeah, it could be dodgy.
No, it's an annual coffee morning now. This is our third year.
Great, yeah.
Which is lovely. We are down at the Mount Avenue Banqueting Suites in Mount Avenue in Shenfield.
Right.
And I'd just like to say a big thank you to them because they do support us in a big way.
Lovely.
Also, I'd just like to mention as well, Parry Cohen, the estate agents in Shenfield, also support us.
Brilliant.
As well, so for this coffee morning. So that they're really big helps, them too.
Right.
But the coffee morning tomorrow is from 10:30 to 1 o'clock. Come and enjoy homemade cakes, coffee and tea. Lots of puppies there and hopefully dogs to and pet and see. There'll be Christmas cards, calendars and things for sale from guide dogs. But we've also got lots of different stalls there. People wanting to sell things. We've got craft stalls, homemade jams and things, chutneys. We've got a raffle going on. So there's lots of things to do. And it's no hard sell, I can assure you. It's just to come down and enjoy the morning with us.
Oh, it sounds great, especially the puppies.
Especially the puppies. And it is Guide Dog Week, so this is why we're trying to push it this week. So we do try and get a coffee morning in Guide Dog Week.
Fabulous. Well, just remind us of the time and place again.
Time and place again, 10:30 to 1 o'clock at Mount Avenue Banqueting Suite, which is up at Mount Avenue, Shenfield, just by the petrol station. So hopefully we look forward to seeing you all there.
Sounds smashing. And if anyone's interested in getting involved in with the guide dogs, how can they contact you?
They can contact me on my mobile, which is 07753 482 351, or by email Brenda Weave, weav1@aol.com. But I'm sure that Phoenix will put it on the website
for
you.
We will. We'll put all the details up there. So if you missed any of that, check it out later today. About tea time, that'll be on the Phoenix FM website. Well, that's fantastic, Brenda. It's great work you do. And good luck tomorrow. Hope it all goes well. You get lots of people through the door.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, and all those puppies will get a lot of petting, I expect.
I'm sure they will tomorrow.
All right. Thanks ever so much. Cheers.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Bye-bye.